This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Tom Cotton, y'all. Have you heard about this, Lee? Senator Tom Cotton?
I know the senator, but I don't know what term.
He and his Senate Intel Committee buddies are pushing an old school power grab, they're trying to slash Tulsi Gabbard's staff, but most importantly, they're trying to strip her agency of independent analysis. The whole point of the DNI's office, it's a very, very powerful office, and it sits atop the FBI and CIA. A lot of people think, who's the top spy in the country? Well, that's CIA director. It's not, actually. It's the head of the ODNI. Yeah. And what their purpose is to go, okay, we're going to see all of the intel for the whole country, make sure the FBI's run right, make sure the CIA's run right, but also make sure that there's not, like, a gap in intel, because, you know, the CIA is supposed to operate overseas and the FBI is supposed to operate here. And yeah, so it's a very powerful office. All of the sudden, out of nowhere, Tulsi Gabbard starts coming forward with real Russia collusion stuff that's absolutely devastating about the CIA and the FBI. And out of nowhere, Tom Cotton is trying to curb her power.
That's interesting.
It is.
Disturbing, because he's generally one of the good guys.
Yeah. He actually filed a motion to modify the responsibilities and authorities of the Director of National Intelligence. This is good. This is how we figure out who our friends are and who our enemies are. You knew this was coming. So let's see. Let's see what happens with this.
I just didn't think it'd be coming from him.
He's done other kinds of skeezy stuff.
Yeah, I know. This is disturbing, though.
Yeah. Part of it is a staff cut. That's not the end of the world. I mean, Trump people are doing a lot of that. If it was me and I was her, I would use it to get rid of the political hacks inside that. It's not my fault. Sorry. Yeah. But the problem is that this would also weaken her ability to oversee the intel of both agencies.
Yeah.
And the reason the attacks of September 11th were why all of this was done to oversee all of the 18 intelligence agencies in the country, including the CIA. And so all of a sudden they're trying to scale back her power to, how should I put this, demand this classified information.
This, as you said, a power grab. It sounds like that it is diminishing the efforts of the executive branch to oversee the intelligence agencies without doing anything about how Congress oversees them.
That's the effect it would have, yeah. Actually, that's a really good way to frame it. That's kind of brilliant, actually.
Well, thank you.
That's what it does. It retains Congress's ability to see this stuff, but takes Trump's away now that, you know, he's putting real things out there. It makes you almost wonder what they've got on Cotton or what his deal is. But yeah, and Vandersteel's reporting it that way, shifting intelligence community control back to the CIA and silencing real reform. That's exactly what's going on. This is a punishment for Trump, you know, putting true things out there about what they've been doing.
To me, it sounds like the swamp just got a little higher.
Yeah, well, it's good to know who's who, right? We don't want to leave them in place. We at least need to know, you know, what they're up to. Speaking of what they're up to, I mean, you look at the numbers here. And I know what's going on here. This is jaw-dropping. Every American should hear this. It's because it's so unbelievable. New York Post wrote this. Remember the whole scandal with the air traffic controllers and collisions of planes? And as soon as Trump took office, suddenly collisions of planes became a crisis that was somehow Trump's fault?
Yeah.
Right. But also not a crisis that was Pete Buttigieg's fault for 4 years.
Right, right.
When he did not replace the Carter era, flight control.
Yeah.
Software that we have, which is, I mean, we are operating some of these on floppy disks.
Oh yeah, it's ancient.
Yeah,
ancient technology.
It's ridiculous. So, the cost of replacing that, the whole flight, like upgrading the system, is $12.5 billion. Pete Buttigieg, it turns out, has spent $80 billion as a transportation secretary on DEI programs.
$80 billion?
Billion with a B. Yeah. When I saw that number, I went.
How do you do that?
That's what. Oh, well, I've got an idea. You know what I think? I think if you're running for president and you want to buy off all of the right Democrats, what do? You pump $80 billion into their coffers.
$80 billion? I mean,
they give you a slideshow.
$80 million, I could understand because, I mean, that's just hiring a bunch of consultants and having some, you know, federal re-education programs. But $80 billion?
$80 billion.
Yeah, there's some folks that got some serious checks on that. Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He wants to run for president. He's buying people off. You know, if I had really realized, my parents should have realized this when I was a kid, they'd have been like, you need to go into Democrat contract politics.
Yes, exactly.
What will I do, Mom? Well, you'll put together a silly little slideshow telling, you know, everyone to love everyone, regardless of how different they look. And then you'll be rewarded with $10 million a pop. I can make a nice slideshow for you for $10 million.
Yeah.
Okay, to put $80 billion in perspective, billion with a B, New York Post, you want to read it yourself. Pete Buttigieg's, this is the headline. Pete Buttigieg's DOT spent $80 billion on DEI grants, delayed air traffic control upgrades. Okay, $80 billion. How much is $80 billion for the Department of Transportation? Now, here's the crazy part. According to the New York Post, it is roughly half the budget of the Department of Transportation. What his department was really interested in, they wrote, was handing out hundreds of diversity, equity, and inclusion grants totaling more than $80 billion over 4 years, at least half of the DOT's entire budget for a typical fiscal year, which ran around $40 billion. So it's $80 billion over 4 years. You know how much money that is?
Yeah. That makes my wallet hurt.
What do you want to bet this all got funneled back into Democrat campaigns?
I have no doubt.
After moving 2 to 3.
No doubt whatsoever.
Spaces.
Yeah.
They have got this down to a science.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They are literally robbing the taxpayer blind. They are just unloading the money from the Treasury.
Well, this is
point.
What goes on with the unions. This is what goes on with those contracts. This is what was going on with USAID to a large extent.
Meanwhile, Buttigieg, they write, spent his time in President Joe Biden's cabinet blaming the airlines for the delays and vilifying the industry as a whole, while denying his department's DEI agenda led to any air traffic control staffing shortages. So people then said, okay, DEI, how much are you spending? They got nowhere with their FOIAs. And so what's happened is now Trump's guy's in there and he put all the information out. Yeah. That's how we know. $80 billion. Do you know how much money? And, you know, I said this, like, to, because, you know, we, for a while there, went to D.C. once a year for that radio conference. I used to love that. I would take a different child of mine every time I went. We had wonderful times in D.C. when we went to those together. But I used to work in D.C. when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And, I've driven around, hiked around there, gone out to Mount Vernon. So I'm pretty familiar with the area. And this last time we got in a car and drove out to Mount Vernon. And Lee, I mean, it used to be woods. It is mile after mile after mile of mini mansions.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah. And just the wealth there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I have been talking about, hey, that's the most, you know, expensive zip code per capita in the whole country. But you can't appreciate till you see it and see the way they live. I guarantee you this is what pays for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Buttigieg turns around. He's running for president. By the way, do you know he's in first place in these polls? He's at 16%.
Really?
Well, yes.
I think name recognition has a lot to do with it because, I mean, they've got such a short bench there of people who have been around that are going to have any credibility at all. Not that he has much, in my opinion, but anyway.
He, so I guarantee you, then he gives you $80 billion out to what, like 200 grand people, and then what, he calls them all up, says, I need you to raise a million for me for my campaign.
Right.
And funds his campaign. Guarantee that's what's going on. Meanwhile, planes are colliding and...
Or close to.
Close to, yeah.
No, near misses are still concerning.
Yeah. And, I, you know, there's got to be a way to crack down on this where you can't, I mean, come on, we can't just call it a DEI grant and award it and then pretend it's real. You know, I mean, come on, they're just taking money out of the treasury and giving it to their friends is what they're doing. There's got to be a way around this. Maybe we make it so Congress has to approve all these grants. We can at least see them in a budget or something. I don't know.
Be a good way to slow it down, that's for sure.
It's way too much money. No wonder we're broke, right?
Yeah.
What do we print $80 billion to pay for DEI programs? I want to know what we got for that.
Well, it certainly wasn't increased safety.
No. No, definitely not increased safety.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Border Patrol agent just enjoying a late night date. He was off duty. Shot in the face. Fighting for his life. Zoran Mankami has no comment. That after doubling down on the idea that the police would not work with ICE to remove criminal illegal immigrants, keep the city of New York safe. Now we're finding out more about the two illegal immigrants. They caught them both, by the way. They got them both. Yeah, they just pull right up on a motorcycle. See the guy there. They don't know he's a border agent who's off duty. Just shoot him in the face. And if you watch the video, and I'm sure everybody's seen it by now, you watch the video, he doesn't even hesitate. He just gets off the bike, walks up, and shoots him in the face. Because why wouldn't you? I mean, folks, we're finding out this morning, one of the two men was already wanted on armed robbery charges in Massachusetts. Fox 25 News in Boston reports, so he's on the run from there. Federal authorities say two undocumented men responsible for shooting a U.S. Customs Border Patrol officer over the weekend are now in custody. But this ain't their first day. This ain't thing. They started to think they could do this. Authorities believe that case, the shooting in the face of the Border Patrol agent, is actually tied to a brutal armed robbery of a pawn shop in Leominster earlier this year. Store surveillance from inside Sam and Friends pawn shop recorded the entire armed robbery. On the afternoon of February 3rd, the video shows that while one suspect approached the owner, another jumped over the counter. At gunpoint, they forced the owner to the ground, tied him up with duct tape. One of the suspects twice tried to shoot the owner while he was basically hogtied, but the gun misfired. Meanwhile, the other suspect stuffed a bag full of cash, guns, and jewelry. So, folks, it took two sanctuary cities to do this. One in Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, which is famous for their love of child rapists. They just let them out again and again and again to rape and rape and rape and rape. Never ends. But this is outrageous. And it just goes to show you, are we going to live in Hunter Biden's America? I mean, look at this guy. Miguel Francisco Mora Nunes. Okay, illegally enters the country as part of the voter drive under Joe Biden in April 2023. By October 23, he's already been arrested for felony grand larceny, petite larceny, and reckless driving in New York City. Charged with those, no bond, so out the door he goes. They won't let ICE pick him up. It's the next year. October 2024, he gets arrested for second and third degree assault. For one of those is his brutal attack on a pregnant woman. The other one is trying to kill another migrant with a machete. Kind of dangerous guy, it seems. So what do they do? Well, they let him go. I mean, he's going to vote Democrat someday. And besides, they need to count him in the census so we can get more congressional districts. And it doesn't matter how many people die anyway. We'll just bring in more illegal immigrants. February 2025, armed robbery with a firearm. He's charged. This is the one down in Boston where they try to execute the owner, but the gun misfires. I mean, folks, this is serious stuff. What happened with that? That was in February 25th. They let him go. Never mind. ICE wants to detain this guy so he can't hurt anybody. And folks, this is no, Fox News will tell you this is an accident. Joe Biden was senile. He couldn't help it. He just wanted an ice cream cone. No, this is Biden.
By the way, nobody, and some of you are going to get mad at me with this, but nobody is going to be deported. The only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country. Lastly.
And not even that. Because remember how it ended up. And by the way, these aren't Trump's numbers. This is Department of Homeland Security.
Over 13,099 convicted murderers have crossed the border and are free to roam and kill in our country. These are convicted murders.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, $8 billion would have gotten roughly a $2.7K check for every person in the USA. Folks, this is outright. This is a punish, by the way. People are texting me about what Tom Cotton's trying to do. Listen to what he would have Tulsi Gabbard, because they got to get Tulsi Gabbard out of the intel. because she is starting to find their crimes, and that's a problem. They love crime, all of them, trust me. Listen to what this would do. This would take away her ability to investigate or generate her own intelligence. So right now, all the intel for the CIA, the FBI has got to run right through her office. By law, that's what Congress stipulated after 9/11. That's how we know about all of these crimes that Comey committed, that Hillary committed. And we know that they're hiding Hillary's crimes by simply classifying them. And they're hiding the fact they knew about Hillary's crimes by classifying that. That's what just got declassified. Well, Tom Cotton, this thing he's filed, Senator Tom Cotton, would force Tulsi Gabbard to ask for the data. It wouldn't automatically run through the DNI. That's the Office of Director of National Intelligence. No independent review allowed. Why? Well, how do you cover up the crimes? You know what this tells you right here? You know what this? You know why Tom Cotton? He knows people are going to get pissed about this, but they just called a favor. I don't know what he owes him for. Gosh, help us if we can even imagine what it is. Why doing this now? There's more. There's a lot more crimes out there. And they want to make sure that when she figures out and the Trump administration figures out what they are and they're like, oh, now we know to look over here, that Tulsi Gabbard can't get it. Brought to you by Tom Cotton, folks. A guy who wants to run for president, by the way. Don't forget, this is not a person we need in charge of anything. He's supposed to be a Republican, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You just heard Lee talking about it. But I want to congratulate the Seventh Circuit Solicitor's Office on bagging this creep. Spartanburg, South Carolina man's been sentenced to life in prison. That's what I like to see from the South Carolina justice system. Joel Antonio Duran dating the mom of the victim around the time of the sexual assaults. After law enforcement learned of sexual abuse allegations in the household, the victim and her siblings received forensic interviews. According to officials, the little girl, she was a girl at the time, disclosed repeated acts of sexual intercourse. And I don't even know how to say this on the air. You'll have to read it. I don't know if I can say that. By Duran. She was 6 and 7 years old at the time. Honestly, people like this should be just taken outside and beaten to death. In my world, they would be, but we have the law. The victim was 6 and 7 years old when Duran repeatedly sexually assaulted her in 2021. That poor thing. Poor girl. The now 35-year-old was tried and found guilty on 2 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct of a minor. Life without parole for the 2 charges. Good. I hope they finish him off in prison. I do. He'll also have to be listed on the sex offender registry, even though he has no possibility of parole, we're told. Duran was prosecuted by Assistant Solicitor Wendy Halford. Congratulations, Wendy. That must have felt good. With Assistant Solicitor Megan Hilton, who truly did rain hell down on this man's head. So many disappointments in our criminal justice system. So many times we miss the mark, and people who get out who shouldn't and get away with stuff they shouldn't. This time it didn't happen. That's great. Duran's prior criminal history included convictions in Florida for domestic battery and burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, as well as driving under the influence in Spartanburg. Okay, folks, you know, I told you many times I spent almost a year of my life going to sex offender counseling, not because I needed it, but as a reporter, I wanted to understand the way these guys worked. And this was court-mandated sex offender counseling. So these aren't guys who really wanted to be there, but they had to be there, and they had to be making progress in order to meet the conditions of their parole or their plea deals, whichever they were under. One of the things, and so we would talk to them, one of the things that shocked me most, and I tell this again and again to parents because they were not what I expected. I thought the counseling would be so they could get over their attraction to children. You can't. The psychologist, the psychiatrist actually, who oversaw the whole group, and I had to get permission from each one to sit in the group, and I couldn't reveal their identities and all of that. But the thing that shocked me the most, I thought that you could get over that. You can't. The whole group is to manage their attraction to children. And the best tool for that is the sex offender registry, because everyone around them knows they're a sex offender. People check it all the time, and it reduces their ability to interact with kids. One of the ways, and these guys would just talk about stalking their victims and what they did, and then how, you know, how, wow, I'm going down this path again. One of the things, you know, that I've got to stop that. And they would use each other the way Alcoholics Anonymous does for strength, not to pursue these children, because it was hard for them. You can't cure it. One of the things they would do that was a no-no, but all of them had done, was date a woman for her children to get access to children. And they were very, very good at it. One of the things most surprising to me, and I've warned parents a lot about this, I think a lot of parents think like, oh, well, if he's a sex offender, I'll know. Or, oh, if he's got those, you know, tendencies, I'll know. No, you won't. These guys spend a lot of time developing an incredible set of social skills. And so you think, well, no, he's creepy. I'll know he's bad. There were a few like that, that, yeah, they've got a creep factor in there. Like, I probably would have seen them coming. But the guy you got to watch out for is the one who's dating your ex-wife to get close to your kids. And you will never see him coming. That's the dangerous one. They have great social skills. I'm talking Dale Carnegie on steroids. I said many times to my husband since then, if these guys would take the social skills they develop to get close to children and just use them to, like, you know, sell things, they'd be rich. In fact, several of them were rich. They were in sales. They were good at it. That's how desperate they are to get even just, and it's with them, it's like, it's just a moment of time with their children. With your child. They can't help it. It's who they are. They try, but they can't help it. So I'm glad this guy got taken out of circulation, because he's using one of the oldest tricks in the book, prey on her. And let me tell you what, if the mother of your children, or you are a mom and you're single, do not put your children in online profiles. Do not put your children in social media profiles. They will find a way to meet you if they think your child's attractive. It's crazy stuff. But I mean, sitting there every time I saw, I just couldn't believe the stuff I was hearing. And they were very honest with each other because these were counseling sessions. They were all the same. I mean, kinds of people, you know, and, you know, you, one of the things they weren't supposed to be doing, you should not be dating a woman with children because you can't resist. You should only date women. So it's like, you know, if you've ever seen an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, or you've been to one, or you know somebody who goes to one, what do? Well, you don't go to a bar. If you know that the neighborhood barbecue is going to have a bunch of beer, you know what you do? You don't go. Because you're an addict. You concentrate not just on not drinking, but taking yourself out of those situations. They do the same in their meetings because they're almost powerless to resist it. There's nothing. They haven't figured out a cure. There is no cure. All I'm saying is the woman here didn't see this guy coming. I guarantee it. And that sounds crazy in retrospect. She did. She probably didn't even pull his criminal record. Folks, and now this woman, this one, you got to watch women too, has made People magazine. Nicole Ballou Callaham, former elementary school teacher, 33 years old, arrested after inappropriate prolonged relationship with a 14-year-old, went on for 2 years, during which time she became his mother's best friend. And the mom let this woman pick up her son and drop him off. She was taking him around town to extracurricular activities. They were dating. She didn't see her coming either. Mom feels terrible. You know, can't believe this. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. Texture rates. As a retired law enforcement officer and MS in mental health, the only thing that could be done for pedophiles is life in prison, no parole or death. I agree with that. I agree with that after sitting through their counseling. It's hopeless. Texture rates, the cure is euthanization. I agree with that. I think there should be a death penalty for it. And in part, just because there is no way to stop them. Texture rates, Tara. Can't read that. Texture rates, the... Huh? The exact same thing has happened to my daughter from a Guatemalan illegal immigrant. The police did nothing about it. And in fact, 8 years later, still finds... still have done nothing about it. Another texter writes, I used to cheer for Senator Tom Cotton, just like I cheered for Trey Gowdy. Another one bites the dust. Yeah, he's trying to completely strip Tulsi Gabbard of all she'll be able to do is review whatever intelligence they want her to have. She can't actually, you know, in other words, whatever the CIA sends over, in other words, the fake stuff, she can't actually go get it and see it all. She's not going to look, because right now she's basically got a database of all their intel, FBI and CIA. Texture rates, death penalty for proven pedophiles. Again, I would be a huge fan of that, but society's got to go along with it. The problem, as Hunter Biden sees it, is that the Democrat Party does not hate white people, in particular white men, enough. And I, for one, am really glad that he's just being open and honest about that in a recent interview. See, the problem is listening to, quote, effing white voters. And he said, leading lights of the Democrat Party, Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod, should stop doing that. Just ignore them. It's what Joe did.
And you got David Axelrod and, you know, Rahm Emanuel. So f***ing smart, Rahm Emanuel. We got to understand that these people are really mad. And we got to appeal to these white voters. Rahm, the only people that f***ing appealed to those white voters was Joe Biden, 81 years old, and he got 81 million votes, and he did not because he appeased their f***ing Trumpian sense, but because he challenged it. And he said, you can be an 81-year-old Catholic from f***ing Scranton that doesn't understand it, but still has empathy for transgender people and immigrants. Then nobody said, oh, Joe Biden's going to turn us into a socialist state, no matter how much they said it. But these guys think that we need to run away from all values in order for us to lead.
Immigrants. Immigrants? You mean illegal immigrant gang member charged human traffickers? You mean that? Who fled their home country because rival gang members believe they murdered one of their mothers? That's why they can't send him back. You know that, right? He might be tortured. Well, why? Because their rival gang thinks he murdered one of their mothers. Did he? Beats his wife. According to her. But let's go to, let's invade El Salvador and liberate the illegal immigrant and bring him home, which I guess Hunter means here. He's an illegal immigrant. This is not his home. But whatever, we should get violent and invade El Salvador.
I say, fuck you. How are we getting those people back from fucking El Salvador? Because I'll tell you what, if I became president in 2 years from now, or 4 years from now, or 3 years from now, I would pick up the phone and call the fucking president of El Salvador and say, you either fucking send them back or I'm going to fucking invade. It's a fucking crime what they're doing. He is a fucking dictator thug.
Bukele or Trump?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay, couple things. Number one, if I'm president again, that's hitting everybody where if I'm president in 2 years, what is he talking about? He was, folks, I guarantee we're going to find at the end of this auto pen scandal, it was him and Jill. They had staff, yes. I don't know if they were pushing the button, but it was him and Jill. These are his policies. He was the president. That's why he talks like that. Him and Jill. Folks, they were everywhere. He was sitting in on meetings telling people what to do. Even Democrats were alarmed. Now, anyway, invade El Salvador. What, you know, and you know what you just heard from Hunter? That's what the Bidens really think of their greatest migration in human history.
This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere. And when I got elected.
Nayib Bukele, the head of El Salvador, retweets the interview with, is Hunter Biden sniffing powdered milk? In the interview, Biden says he claims that he hasn't done drugs since 2019. But I don't know about you. I swear he's tweaked out of his mind. No, he's on something. And then have you noticed when he opens his mouth? You should Google this because it's actually quite shocking. On the laptop, he has his before and after dental photos. And, you know, from the meth and all of the drug use, his teeth had ground down to like these black little nubs. So he had to have all his teeth remade. And then there's the after, and it looks much better after the like ton of dental work, right? They had to clean him up for the presidential election, for the campaign. Look at his teeth. Just look at him. He looks like he's using it again. They're getting black. Folks, this is a guy who, if his daddy didn't have the presidency bought for him by the Communist Chinese Party, he would be in a homeless camp somewhere. Gnawing away on, what did Bukele say? Powdered milk with his nubs of teeth. Yeah, doing a hit or two of meth every day. That's who he is. And he was probably the president effectively of this country, along with Jill. Is Hunter Biden sniffing powdered milk, Bukele asked. Invade El Salvador. Folks, but that, you know what? This is pure, honest, high-octane Biden. They know they brought all the criminals in. They love it. They want to invade El Salvador and get them back. So I thought this was very helpful. I did. I hope he does many more interviews, and I cannot wait to play them for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.